You know what it's time. You know what it's time for, folks.
Where's that silly music?
Bop bop bop. Airline. Yep. What'd you do? Leave Roscoe? Impatient. See if he tries it again. Dial that number, Sco. You know it. Maybe he's not listening and he's lost. Got another news story in the meantime? Hard to follow up Michael Jackson having a human brain and heart in jars in his closet.
Hard to figure he's got a human brain in his head. There you go.
Beep, 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 beep.
What the hell's going on with Roscoe there? One more time there, Sco. Green, an anti-drug move, bans beepers in schools. School Chancellor Richard R. Green yesterday banned the use of telephone, pagers, or beepers in the public schools. 15-year-old kids with little beepers. Hello.
Yo, the hound.
Roscoe, what do you think about banning beepers in schools?
I don't know. I mean, if they did that, it'd be really hard for those kids to meet the payments on their BMWs.
Right.
Could beavers? Banning beavers in school?
We live down the street from a junior high school, and we hear amazing conversation. My all-time favorite being one kid saying to another, "Well, if it turns out she is my sister, I'm going to break up with the bitch." That's an actual overheard line. I heard it while sitting on my stoop.
That's not the kind of stuff that you make up.
Yeah, right. Too good to make up. We got a vibe report there, Sco?
Well, actually, I've been kind of into it today. There's some really good football actions gone down. University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini. I did a last-minute thing over Indiana. That was good. And my alma mater, well, they would have been if I would have graduated, if I wouldn't have really discovered the sweet leaf. They won their 10th straight game, and they're in the top 10 for the first time in 50 years. So.
University of Wyoming?
Yeah. Ooh. The Cowboys are kicking butt out there in the whack. But I'm here, I got the action. Been in a 12-string mug. But I've been listening to this Jack Starr, who is definitely a genius.
Without a doubt.
I met the guy as I saw him coming into Coyote Studios with some kind of Japanese guitar in a plastic trash bag. Fine, you know, it's like sort of a modern 80s gunny sack thing. Hard to find a gunny sack right now, but I figured I would just like sort of stick my neck out, and since you got like the artist and his record company right there,
right,
that, you know, to offer my services possibly on a one-tune thing, because Jack didn't seem to have an opinion about the heavy metal thing, but I think that actually he's the perfect guy for it, and you know, even if he was like a little nervous about it, he could always change his name again. But I would really be into...
What's your idea there? I know it's just...
Just producing some song, some really demonic rock and roll thing. And
we can do some backward satanic masking on
definitely.
It.
Definitely. I mean, I love doing that. I always do that.
You got a record coming out. Is that next week?
What's the exact date? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And is it okay for me to go into your record company, seeing yourself? I'd just like to say what the head of your college radio. You wanna? Can we go into this, or is it bad?
You
bad
can for say the, that. I don't give a damn. They're in the West Coast, and they're all like former college interns anyway.
Right for the chair, not right for the chair.
It's right for Jerry.
Okay, so Roscoe's got a record coming out in 2 weeks on the Enigma label. It's called Loud and Lonesome.
No, Roscoe's Gang.
It's just called Roscoe's Gang, and the head of the college radio department pronounced it too rock.
It was too bother, rock and roll.
Too rock and roll to bother promoting. And the head of the AOR department said they didn't really hear anything. It was a little too rock and roll for them. What
too
the
rock.
Hell are they trying to promote? I don't know.
That's from The Girl Can't Help It. One rock, two rock. That's right.
Yeah. So
I don't know what
you
they
might,
want.
You folks out there might want to call Enigma Records and tell them to get on the case.
Yeah, in fact, if you'd like, their number at Enigma Records is...
Get your pen. Get your paper.
Okay, everybody got it?
Got it.
Area code... 213-390-9969.
Tell them to get moving on the Sco.
Yeah, tell them to jump on Roscoe big time.
Right. And by the way, you can tell them the hound didn't get paid for his liner notes yet, and they can send me a check.
That'd be good.
Yes.
Let's see, what else could they do for us? I think that they could, they don't have an A&R department, and I think that they could sort of put us in charge and get us a couple of cars and a couple of gold cards.
Right.
And then we could take care of things over here on the East Coast.
Right, a big American car and a couple of gold cards, and I think we can change the whole business around.
Then we can start saying no problem all the time.
No problem. I'm good at it.
No problem.
No sweat, babe.
Okay, babe. So, if you want the heavy metal record, I'll do it.
Okay.
We owe our money on the University of Wyoming right now, so it depends on the outcome of the game.
They won.
Yep, there you go.
Cats in the bag.
So just say yo to some heaviosity.
Yep.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. Here comes that big sound that we love so much. Thank you, Roscoe. State of the Vibe Report, folks.